All boys or?
No, it wasn't but one boy and two girls. That's all they ever had.
Do they come see you every now and then?
Every now and then, yeah, they come by. I had the little house full last night for a while. My grandchildren, my sister, and my granddaughter and her four children from Mississippi. We had a ball.
How many grandchildren do you have?
Well, as far as I know now, about 10. Yeah, 10 grandchildren.
Did they ever y'all get together at the same time?
No, I haven't got it together yet.
You would have to
I wish I could, though, get them all at one, right?
What kind of furniture did people have in their bedrooms years ago?
Well, I thought you was going to ask me the question, how many great-grandchildren?
Well, you can tell me that. You have great-grandchildren?
Yeah, I have around 10 of them.
Good.
Really do. I've saw six generations. And I'm hoping I live to see the seventh. And I really believe I will. Of course, I may be dead. It's for what I know between now and tomorrow. But I thank God I'm here. And I can use myself to his honor and glory. I have about 10 great grandchildren. And I mentioned something else to you. I found out about that. The further away from it they get, the generation, the harder you look. I really love my great mansion. It so much seems like it just more. Why? Because I just have a feeling it seems like it's dearer than my grandchildren. And what makes it, I reckon, is all I can see in the picture as they grow up. You see, my grandchildren, they get away from me more. They're growing out of my life. But then these others are tender and sweet and lovely and seem like I just love them. Not a greater love, but I just want to see them more because they're little and tender and sweet. And that's the reason why it is, all I can figure out. My grandchildren, I still love them with all my heart, like, but they growed away from my members, like as my father, when he died, he growed away from my members in the grave, And so that's the way it's going from generation to generation. But I found out and I love the second generation from the grandchildren, great-grandchildren, as much as I do or more than I do my grandchildren. I love my great-grandchildren more, somehow, I don't know why. Unless it's called a little intense, sweet.
Yes. What about the furniture the people had in the bedrooms?
Well, I know for myself, I had two bedsteads. And a cooking stove for the kitchen, dining table. And I had chairs to sit in. And that's about it.
Did people ever have something with drawers in it they could put clothes in?
Yeah, furniture, yeah, I can get back to that. Yeah, we had a wardrobe.